and we're holding by Erev the 3 weeks. So we'll speak about Musa next week. I was going to speak about this week because it's very important to speak about the Avodas Hayom, which is coming, being delivered into our hands right now as we talk. And that's the first chiddush I want to tell you. That the 3 weeks is a time for Avodah Miuchedes. And the 9 days gets more intense. And it needs a whole adjustment of thought. Because by a lot of people, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Shurusha Cholboy, Tisha B'Av, are just problems which we have to deal with, and we have to try and sidestep and live through it, and not let it change our lives too much. You may be in Amitzarim, isn't too difficult. Yes, there's no chasnas to go to. No, doesn't make a difference to anybody really. You can't have a haircut, so you have a haircut beforehand. You can't shave. Stick a problem for some people. Those people who have a beard, it's no problem whatsoever. The agav, the chazanish says that a beard is a tzuras ayyudi. So if you want to look like a Jew, you should grow a beard anyway. But that's up to you. I'm not, you should know that beard and payers is the biggest shaver altase in Yiddishkeit. If you understand the pun. Shave, Altase shave. Al Koponim, so you may be in Amitzarim, no, it's not really so problematic. Don't buy new clothes, and you say, Sheikh, okay, shine. So 3 weeks you can survive without it. Comes the 9 days. And the issur of eating basar, maybe by some people yayin as well, that's mamash a tragedy. For American bachrim, that's mamash a yayin. So they solve the problem. In camps, they have siyum every meal, or pirkei avos, or holy pirkei avos, or some other massive masechta, they make a big siyum, big simcha. And I heard that there are restaurants who provide a service every half an hour, there's another siyum, so you can go and get your fleishik meal. And so that's not a problem. Issur rechitza, shine, everybody's in the vehicle nowadays, so used to having showers. Make it on that. What other problems do you have in the 9 days? New clothes, wearing clean clothes, other kulur tzorich bedika acharov. You throw the clothes on the floor, make sure that the floor's clean before you throw the clothes on the floor, and then you can wear your clothes, and that's it. So it's just a problem. It's a problem which you have to live with. And then you get to Tisha B'Av, showing that's a big problem, but it's not the end of the world. You go to sleep most of it away. In the morning you have to say kinnas, and that's it. And then there's Beinas Manim, and then we can forget the whole thing. Went through the whole tekufa, and we didn't have too much hezek from it. It's not the right way to look at it, Rabbi said. It's extremely the wrong way. This is a zman miyuchad for avoido miyuchedes ma'oid ma'oid. A zman when a person can achieve a lot of very choshava hesegim in ruchnius. It's not an easy zman, but it's a zman which comes with the halachas And if we go through it the right way, it's a tremendous time, and you can get a tremendous amount out of it. Things which we don't get the whole year, and we need, like how it says about this, the tekufas. Lemaisa, the poskim bring that the way the halachas are set up in the Yimei Ben Amitzarim, but Bifrat Mishanichnas of is the lehepech of avelus when a person loses someone. Dahainu. When a person is nifter, it's called avelus chadosha. It's a new avelus. It's on somebody lost a korov, so that's something new. The avelus for the churban is called avelus yeshana. It's an old avelus for the churban. Avelus chadosha. So it starts with the most chomor madrega, and it gets less. It starts aninus, starts the yom mission of Shiva, it's chomor me'oid, then the first 3 days, slightly less, the next 4 days of Shiva are slightly less, there are nafkiminis in halacha, and then there's gezeirah shloshim, which is much less than Shiva, and then there's the whole year if he lost a parent, which is much less than shloshim. So you're going min ha-koved el-akal. Masha'en kein avedus yishona in our avedus, it goes faket, it goes min ha-kal el-akoved. You start with a few little isurim in Yimei Ben Amitzarim. Comes mishenichnus of is mematim besimcha. Tosfos says ein smeichin klal. There's an issa simcha. You come to then win noyeg. Okay, what win noyeg? And there's a machlokas in minhogim in Klal Yisrael. But win noyeg is far more machmir than dina de Gemara. And then you come to Shua Shechol Boy, and you get erev Tisha B'Av when suda mafsekes, when a person is supposed to be like Mesa Mutal the Fonov, and then you have Tisha B'Av Atzmoy, all the chumras of the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av has two dinim be'etzim going on. All interesting sugya, because Tisha B'Av has the dinim mitzad avelus and the dinim mitzad tanis tzibur. And there are nafkiminis. And you can clear some of the is the Issa Rechitza on Tisha B'Av Mishum Avelis or Mishum Tanis Sibu? It's the only Tanis Sibu which we have. Dahainu, there's a Tanis Sibu is a Musag in Hilchas Tanis. We call all the Tanis Tanis Sibu, but it's not accurate to the Chalam. Lots of Afkaminis want to be because it's Tanis Sibu, the Gemara says, the only Tanis Sibu we have is Tisha B'Av. But I'll call upon him. He goes the other way. Why is it? Very posh, the poskim say. In Avedis Chadosha, what's the tachlis of the Avedis Chadosha? The person's Sebrochen, a korov was nifter. We don't need to be Ma'ore, his Sebrochen kite. He's naturally Sebrochen. What the Hilchas Avedis does is channel his Sebrochen kite and channel it to take it from its Schmitz, Shas, the Ptira. And then bring it less and less, and give him a way to express his avelus mederech haTorah in a healthy way. Not only that, the Torah is also kovea the halachas which are a tikkun for the nifter, avelus of the avelim helps the nifter. And the Meshech the year, then we bring him back into normal living again. When the year is finished, or Shloshim, depends what Kesher the Kurva was. But The tachlis is to take the avedas which is there anyway, the feelings of avedas, and channel them. Masha'enken avedas yishono. Avedas yishono, we don't naturally have. We don't naturally have the feelings of avedas. So the halach is a pungfaket. The tachlis of the halach is that we're about to be mekayim, is to be ma'orer the rikshay avedas, the feelings of avedas. So it goes min akal el akovet, to build up the feelings of avedas. The hi gufa is the yisod of the avoido in these days. The hainu, what people are doing, what I described before, is that a hepech agomo of what the avedas hayom is. Don't run away from the avedas. Don't run away from the halachas. Don't try and be makel and look for all the kulas in the pung fakert. Look for all the chumras. Why? Because the whole vault is to try and get a shaykhus to avedas of the chum, the chum beis hamikdash and chum Yerushalayim, and that's the whole tachlis here. If you ignore the halachas and you get and you just find all the loopholes and step around them and everything, so it has zero shaykhus to what's going on. But we'll have zero shaykhus to what's going on. Why is it so chomor to be misabel? Be'etzem bizman hazeh, we look around. We never saw a Beis HaMikdash. We have no idea what life was like with a Beis HaMikdash. Even the little pictures, we try and sometimes think about it, we have no idea what it was really like. Life with a Beis HaMikdash was completely different. Where did you spend Yom Tov when there was a Beis HaMikdash? You spent it in Yerushalayim. And I don't mean that, everybody came and stayed in the fancy hotels. Yerushalayim was packed with all of Klal Yisrael. Ganz Klal Yisrael was supposed to come Aliyah L'Regel. When Ganz Klal Yisrael are in Yerushalayim eating Korban Pesach, it's not so posh. The Gemara says at the end of the Bayis Sheni, Agrippa Samelech was mitzaveh the Koyanim to count how many Korbanos Pesach there were that year. The Gemara says there were Kiflaim Kiyotzim Mitzrayim. That means there was 1.2 million Korbanos Pesach on that year, and that was towards the end, came at the end of the Bayis Sheni. It was Klal Yisrael, we're not on the highest madrigas. Now, let's make a cheshbon. The Gemara says that you have to have a minimum of 10 people on a Korban Pesach in order to come to Noisar. But there are Klal, they had a lot more. If you had, you could have maybe 50 people on a Korban Pesach, maybe even more. How many kazaisim do you get out of a Korban Pesach? You only have to have one kazais. If you're only going to get one kazais, you have to bring a chagiga before it, because the Korban Pesach has been a halal asoiva. Can't eat it when you're hungry. Okay, so let's just assume, let's go with the minimum. There were 10 people on every Korban Pesach. That means how many people were there in Yerushalayim that year? 12 million people. All squeezed into Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim of that time was much smaller than Yerushalayim of today. Everybody had to be in the ear of Yerushalayim, which was Kodesh Mikdushas Yerushalayim. The end of Yerushalayim, this side of Yerushalayim, was the end of Rechov Meir Sha'arim. That's where the third wall, in the Bayis Sheni, the third wall was the end of Meir Sha'arim. It goes round, and they dug it up. You can actually, it goes around to the Arab quarter. The only place you can see that wall is actually in front of the American consulate in Sheikh Jarrah. Happens to be very interesting. On the other side of Meir Sha'arim, there's a street called Rechov Choma Hashlishit, the third wall, the street of the third wall. The interesting thing is, it's an agam, but it's a good idea to know, that when did they discover the third wall? In the 20s, 1920s, they dug up the third wall. Now, in the more or less the middle of the current old city, what they call the old city, There is a tefillah which is called the Holy Sepulchre. The only thing holy about it is it's one big hole. Because, well, what is this? What is the Holy Sepulchre? This, the Catholics and the Greek Orthodox and the Russian Orthodox and the Coptics, all the different sections of Christianity have different halakim. It's like shliblech there. The different parts. This is the Catholic, Roman Catholic part, and this is the Coptic part, and this is the upstairs is another room. This is the Greek Orthodox. There's a chilukim there. They claim that that was the place where they crucified Yoshkin. Now, it's a great akasha, because in their books of Narishkeit, it talks about him in two places. In one sefer, which call it sefer, in one book it says that the crucifixion took place on a hill outside. No, sorry. They both say the crucifixion took place on a hill outside Jerusalem. It says they call it Golgotha, Gulgoyles, Russian Gulgoyles. That was where it took place, on a hill outside Jerusalem. So this Mokum is in the center of Yerushalayim. So it's a bit of a kasha. So they always said the terrace is that it's the wall of Jerusalem that we've got today, the wall of the old city, that's only 400 years old. That was built by the Turks. And in the time of the Baisheni, they said that this was actually outside the old city. And this was the hill which was overlooking Yerushalayim. And they claimed that that's where he was buried, and that's where he was resurrected. They claimed that he was killed on Friday, and on Sunday he was Kom Litchia. The only thing is that in one book it says he was Kom Litchia, and he was seen by the five people who saw him in Jerusalem, and it says there Mefurish, and he was not seen anywhere else. And in another book it says he was in the Galilee, that he was Kom Litchia, and he was not seen anywhere else. So it's a little kasha. It's not the only kasha, so we'll leave that. We're going to talk about all the different kashas that there are. There's lots and lots of kashas on Christianity, and lots of very interesting answers. But I'll call upon him just a bit more about this, because there's an episode of this agav. So what happens when the Protestants broke away from the Vatican? So I told you, it's like Shtiblech, right? The Protestants wanted a chedek of the Shtibl, and they didn't let them in, because they were the Reform. They didn't let them in. So then the Protestants were mefarsein Bereish Galei, the Sheker, that this cannot be the true place, because it's in Jerusalem. And it took place on a hill outside Jerusalem. And they found a new place, which they say this is the place where it took place. Where is that? It's not very safe to go there right now. But outside Shar Shechem, opposite Shar Shechem, is a road which goes down. I've forgotten the name of the road. Down that road, a little bit down that road, you'll see, if you go down there, there's a big sign, the Garden Tomb. The Garden Tomb, there's a gardener's and a Ma'ara. And the Protestants say that's the place where it took place. So that's Gewaldig, and they found the true place. Until the 20s. In 1929, I think it was, then an archaeological expedition dug up the actual wall of Yerushalayim. And both are in the middle of Yerushalayim. Both places are in the middle of Yerushalayim. So what did the Gewaldiger Oihave Ho'emes of Christianity do? Array, your holiest place, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, is in the middle of Jerusalem's claw. Here's the wall. So they rushed to buy up all the land on which the wall was, where they began the wall, and they built huge buildings on top of it. And if you look on a map, you'll see that right next to, behind the bus stop, the end of Rechom Meshorim, Rechom Anavim there, behind the bus stop, there is a big fancy building, which today is the Misrad HaChinuch, but it used to be the Christian hospital. It used to be the Italian Christian hospital before the Komam Dina. So that was one. You go across the road, there is a Romanian missionary, and then there's another Christian place. So, Kitzer, you can map out the whole wall. There's all those Christian institutions on all of them, except in front of the American consulate in St. Charles. The only place you can see the wall. Halkoponim, that's this side where Yerushalayim went to. The other side where Yerushalayim went to, we see, it's the Kosel HaMaravi is on the other side of Har HaBayis, which was the end of Yerushalayim, more or less, in the old days. On the south side, it went right down to Ir David, if you know what I'm talking about, right down outside, way beyond where the buses come up, that road where the bus comes, there's a big valley there. So all that was Nichlal in Yerushalayim. And on the north side, it was Be'erech, where the wall is today, which is in the middle of the Arab Jerusalem. So in that area were squeezed 12 million people. And the Gemara Yerushalmi says that they had beds for every single person. The Gemachim, they had beds. Everybody had beds. And now you'll realize, well, not yet, I won't tell you yet. We have to see, there was a lot more in Yerushalayim at that time. They had 12 million people. Now, on Erev Pesach, you had 12 million people, 1.2 million lambs or goats for the Korban Pesach. If there were more people, that means, which with Gan Shach there were more people, because I just made a cheshbon, there were only 10 people on per Korban Pesach. If there were more people, then you had to have more animals, because you had to have chagigas as well. That is from Erev Pesach. But all the males who are in Yerushalayim on the first day of Pesach, which means everybody who came and brought the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach you ate by night, you had to eat it in Yerushalayim, you had to eat it on the ground, you couldn't go upstairs in any buildings, because only the ground is niskadish for achilas korbanos. So everybody is sitting on the ground, whether in the streets, on the ground floor in a building, you can eat on the ground floor in a building, eating their Korban Pesach, a different type of Leil Seder than we used to. Don't forget, everybody had to be Tahar. Men, women, children all had to be Tahar to eat the Korban Pesach. Had to be very careful. Different Kalim, all the Kalim had to be Tahar. All the tables, the chairs, the mitos, whatever it was, all had to be Tahar. If it wasn't, you had to take your couch, if you're doing Heseva, which in those days they probably did proper Heseva, regular Heseva, that was a normal minig then. If somebody was Tomei, depends what Sug of Tumah, but a lot of Sugim of Tumah sat on the couch, and you had to take the couch to the mikveh and be Tomei the couch in the mikveh. Needed a quite big mikveh for it, okay, with a couple of people to Tomei the mito. And any beds you have to be Tomei. Kalim, if they were Mekabel Tumah, or the best Eitzah is to have stone Kalim, then or Glolim Kalim, Kalim and Glolim, then they're not Mekabel Tumah. Yesh La'ayin today, whether disposable Kalim could be Mekabel Tumah. So it might be, that's why there's so many disposable Kalim. If we pass them, they're not Mekabel Tumah, the beds and play Avonim, come from the ground, then we'll be able to use disposable kelim for our korbanos. But anyway, all those, so you add the Korban Pesach at night. In the morning, you are chayev aliyah leregel. Now, who's chayev aliyah leregel? Only men. Men who are gedolim and ketanim who can walk. So let's say, just to make a rough estimation, of the 12 million people, let's say 50% were men. 6 million. Let's say 4 million out of them were Gedolim and 2 million were Ketanim, let's say. So the even though the Ketanim who can walk are chayav aliyah leregel, the pashtus is it's a big deal in Rishonim. The pashtus is they're not chayav korbanos the Ketanim. Only the Gedolim are chayav korbanos. Our korbanim not on the first day of Yom Tov because they're not chayav midoraisa in the korban. When you're oyle leregel, you have to bring three korbanos. Each person's oyle leregel has to bring oylas chagiga, then the shlomim of chagiga, and shalmei simcha. Minimum of three korbanos. If you had a few bechoros over the years, so you could bring that as well, and people would bring that and give that to the kohanim. If you made any other korbanos, you might bring it to the. But let's go for the minimum. So we've got 4 million people, be'erach, let's say 4 million gedolim, who are all going to go aliyah leregel the next day of Pesach, and they all got to bring three korbanos, and those korbanos, you can't bring ofos. They have to be either a keves or either tzon or bakor. That means that in addition to our 1.2 million kvasim agdim that we have for our korban Pesach, we also have to have another 12 million behemoths for our korbanos for aliyah leregel. So now how many people are in Yerushalayim? You've got 12 million people in Yerushalayim plus 13.2 million behemoths, all stuffed into this little area. How many people are in Yerushalayim today? About 700,000 or 800,000. Now we're all going to get, so these 12 million people and 13.2 million behemoths are all squeezed into the little area from the end of Meshaarim till the end of the coastal Marah. They weren't on Harabais. It couldn't be Lon on Harabais. So now you understand. When the Mishnah says, "Lo Oma Adam Tzali Amokim She'olin B'Yerushalayim," is one of the nisim that was in the Pais Sheni. And what was the nes? "Lo Oma Adam." It was Tzali Amokim. It was very tzar. But nobody ever complained. "Lo Oma Adam." Doesn't say "Lo Haya Tzar." It was tzar. But "Lo Oma Adam" is very tzar. A different type of Yom Tov, yeah. Very different type of Yom Tov. And in those days, today we don't have the problem, but in those days, most people had to walk. Maybe you had a chamor, maybe you had a horse, also to come. So if people brought their horses, you got a few more things to bring into Yerushalayim. Okay, the horses maybe you could leave outside Yerushalayim, they don't have to be in Yerushalayim. But Al Kolponim, the Gemara says, it took 2 weeks from the furthest part in Eretz Yisrael to come to Yerushalayim. So people started going 2 weeks before Pesach, aliyah leregel. I don't know if everybody stayed the whole of Pesach. Maybe they started going back in Chol HaMoed already. But be'erach, you go home. With be'erach, 2 weeks into Sfiras HaOmer is when you get home, and then you're home for 3 weeks maximum. Even less than 3 weeks, and you're off again for Shavuos. You're coming back to Yerushalayim for Shavuos. Then you go back for 2 weeks, and okay, now you can relax a bit. And it comes El, you have to start coming back to Yerushalayim. You can't leave 2 weeks before to get here for Sukkos because you've got Rosh Hashanah and you've got Yom Kippur, which you can't travel, and Shabbosos. So you're going to leave a few days before, and you're off again on your travels. Three times a year, so they're spending at least 6 weeks on the road. The people who are the furthest, the people who are closest, Yerushalayim is less time. And everybody's chayv to come. You don't leave any guards on the borders, and the Torah is maftiach that nobody will be choymei this artzachem. The Yerushalmi brings kama maisim. The time that Bais Sheni, Kama Nisim, that happened when people came, Aliyah Leregel, and Goyim were Choymed, and they thought they would be able to take it. One, there were Nechoshim and Arayas came around somebody's farm, and someone else, the Rishali brings that one of the Goyisha neighbors said, why didn't you go Aliyah LeRegel this year? So he said, we did. I said, what do you mean we did? We saw you were here the whole time. We were looking. We wanted to ganva from you. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo sent malachim, bidmus, the people, and they shouldn't realize that the house was empty. And that was not a madrega, Rabbi Yisai. That's a low madrega. Why? Because they were choymed. And Rebbeinu Shlomo protected. Oh, and they're on a higher madrega. A guy wasn't even behind me. He didn't ever have a minute to take out his soul, to take any Yiddish and stuff. All different matzim, all different madrigal. Anytime when you had a baby, you had to come to Yerushalayim and be back with the Kom that the Yoledis has to be back with. Moses says, Avot Lashon Hara, started getting problems. Saras. And he gets tzaras in the house, it's more chomer. It's tzaras haguf. It's a ganze zach to get tar from it. Bring korbanos. It's a whole different world, and we don't have that, and we're not missing it, because who needs it? As far as we're concerned, what do we need the Beis HaMikdash for? We have our Yiddishkeit, we used to have Yiddishkeit, we have our mitzvahs. I really have shlish in the mitzvahs. I say, enough mitzvahs to do anyway. Life is good, life is nice, life is geschmack. What do we need the Beis HaMikdash for? When Yidden were starving in Europe, and there were pogroms, and terrible mices, and then you can understand that people wanted Binyan Abayis, B'ez HaMashiach, and all that. But today, what do we need it for? How many times the Bochrim asked the Kasha, I don't really want the Mashiach to come. Because, you know, everybody asks in a frum way, I don't really want the Mashiach to come because I don't want to lose Bechira yet, I've got a lot to work on, and all that. But then, in the time when people were suffering, and during the Holocaust, nobody was asking the Kasha, they don't want the Mashiach to come. But today, why don't we want the Mashiach to come? Be'etzem. It's nothing to do with Bechira. I don't believe that's the real Kasha. The real Kasha is, they want the Mashiach to come to inconvenience my life. When the Mashiach comes, things are going to change. Go back to a whole different level of Avodas Hashem. Tumantara changes everything. Lemaisa, we live in a world which is completely chitzoni, and we're affected completely by it. As far as we're concerned, the only thing that's real is Gashmis. And the Olam is Haruchni, yeah, we heard, yeah, there is such a thing. We mentioned it yesterday in the Shmuz. Yeah, there is such a thing, but it's not real for us. Yesterday we said, for the Novi, he gets that reality, it could be Roya. But for us, how real is any Dover Ruchni? V'horaya, how chitzoni we are, is when people come to the Kosel HaMaravi. When people come to the Kosel HaMaravi today, in this door, does anybody break down and cry? It's called in English the Wailing Wall. Why is it called the Wailing Wall? Because in Doras gone by, when a Yid came to the Kosel HaMaravi, he collapsed, he burst out in tears. What did he see? What is the Kosel HaMaravi? The Kosel HaMaravi is Churban. The Kosel HaMaravi is the symbol, the last shiur that we have of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kosel HaMaravi is mamish telling us it's a wall, it's a mechitza. Yidden, you cannot go the other side of this wall. And we're supposed to be on the other side of that wall. But we can't go there. Who goes there today? Chamoirim amadoimele chamor. What's the dimyan? Kol mili chaleria from all the whole world. see sometimes groups of German tourists going up on Arabais, I think to myself, I wonder what their fathers and grandfathers were doing 50, 60 years ago. Here they are touring Israel. What are they thinking? Tifer Ein, Ace of Sinai is Yaakov, and don't think differently. All sorts of others, all sorts of people going on Har HaBayis, and we can't go on Har HaBayis. And what do they do when they go on Har HaBayis? They see anything? They realize what Har HaBayis is? You know, you want a symbol of how far we are from any type of pnimius, any type of reality? Many, many houses, people have a picture of Har HaBayis. And on Har HaBayis you have today a beautiful golden dome. And the bottom of that building is beautiful tiles, the Mosque of Omar. It looks very pretty, and people take pictures of it, and they hang it up in their living rooms. You know what Be'etzim that picture is? You'll be moichel me, but I want to describe to you what Be'etzim that picture is. That person goes into the bathroom in the most miyistik place, Tachana Merkazit, or some of these places which have disgusting bathrooms. And he takes a picture, and it hasn't been cleaned for months. And he takes a picture of all the schmutz, and if he's got on his camera the ability to capture the reach as well. And then he takes his picture and he hangs it up in his living room, and the reach is noideif, mamash kaseida, I want to remember my trip to Israel, you know, and everybody walks in and can smell the smell. What is it? What is that mosque? What is that mosque? What is that golden dome? That is Churban. That is the symbol of Churban. Those are Grabber Goyim who built on the Pashtuses, the Machlekes of the Pashtuses. That's the Mokum Kodesh and Kodoshim. The Mokum where the Kohen Gadol once a year went in, Bekdusha, Betahara, was Misyachid with the Shechina. The Mokum where the Shechina was Yoyred, Bein Abadim, for Klal Yisrael. The Mokum where if the Kohen Gadol wasn't on the Madrega, he didn't live the year. Gora says in the Bayis Sheni, the 300 Kohenim Gedolim who didn't survive the year, which in itself is an amazing, amazing fact. But there were two Kohenim Gedolim that we know. Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol for 80 years. And he was buried 300 Kohenim Gedolim, and every year they died. So it's an amazing thing to think about. The first year that one of these Kohenim became Kohenim wasn't Roy. So he did the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And there was such a tragedy. On Hanukkah, the Kohen Gadol had a heart attack. And everybody was saying to him for him. And 2 weeks later, he was Niftar. So they made another. The next guy, they made another Kohen Gadol. That Kohen Gadol on Sukkos was crossing the road and he got run over. But he died straight out. So they were made another Kohen Gadol. Twice. Made another Kohen Gadol. That Kohen Gadol, after Yom Kippur, started to feel so well. Went to the doctor, they didn't know what was wrong with him. Slowly they realized this had a terrible, terrible machla. And Pesach, he died. After three times, would you want to be the Kohen Gadol? Maybe, yeah. I mean, you know, the big day Kahuna, Gedolah, very, very impressive. You really look choshev. Machlek is on the foshim, whether it's a beggar of kings or a beggar like a malach, but less about the palach, it's pretty choshev walking around with these. with his golden begodim and tcheles, and you've got Urim Batumim. Okay, we're talking about the Bayis Shadi, so the Urim Batumim didn't have the batteries, it didn't actually work. But, you've got a bit of thing, Kodesh Lashem, it's a Gansa turban on your head, or something. Okay, so the fourth year, what happened? He dropped dead Motzei Yom Kippur. And the fifth year, and the sixth year, after 10 years, anybody wants to be a Kohen Gadol? What would happen in our world today? They set up a committee of investigation of what's going on, and they try and figure out, is there some type of radar, or there's something radioactive in the Kodesh Kodoshim? They set up a whole university this team which they'll come in to investigate exactly what's the connection between all these different machlas, and try and rectify the problem. And what's the problem is you have to be on the Madrega to go there. And today, anybody drops dead when they walk into the Kodesh Kodoshim, around the Kodesh Kodoshim, out of the Kodesh Kodoshim, and then goyim and put a symbol. We are Kodesh Harabayis, it's ours. That's the worst thing, the most disgusting thing in the whole Bria. If you have Shaykhs the Pnimius. If you have Shaykhs the Chitzonius, just Chitzonius, it's gold, it's beautiful. It's impressive. And that's Gufa tells us why we have to be Oyved on ourselves. This tkufa. This is a tkufa to get some type of shaykhus to avelus for the whole Beis HaMikdash. And that avelus is not easy, because it's an avelus for something which A, we've never seen, we've never had, and we're not missing it today. We live in a very geshmaka matzav, and be'etzim it's something which is very pnimi. That there was a mokum where there was Shechina. There was a mokum in this world, Rabbi Yisai, where if a person could go in, and the Bayis Sheni, the Mishnah says there were 10 Nisim that happened in the Bayis Sheni. Yidden squeezed in to the Azara. The Azara was very small. The Azara was about as long as our Beis Medrash and as wide as half of it. It was 11 amas, about 6 meters wide. 6 meters, I don't know, in your thing, about 18 feet wide. It was 85 meters, Tzverech, in your thing, 250 feet long, and about 18 feet wide. At Kan, that's where the Yisraeli could stand. Oimdim Tzvufim! It was squeezed in. The Pasha sees when you had these 4 million people coming Aliyah LeRegel, and another 2 million kids, so 1.5 million kids who could walk. The Pasha sees that everybody came for dates. If you're here already, I would highly suggest could I to get there well before dates. Why? Because if you get there B'Shas Trumas Hadeshen, you're going to see a nest in front of your eyes. You can see it. The Kohen runs up the Kevesh, this is the first thing that they did, runs up the Kevesh, takes a shovel full of ashes, goes down the Kevesh, comes this side, where you can see it, in front of you, between the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach, facing the Tzibur, where the Azara is, he goes 23 hours along to the Kevesh, takes the ashes, pours it on the floor, and it's nivla bimkoima in front of your eyes. You see, disappears. Now, you can't go up, if you're a Israeli, you can't go up and actually have a look. Was there a trap door there? What actually was there? Let's have a look. How do they do that? So hang around. You'll have to come back the next day, because today you won't see it again. But tomorrow, if somebody brings an oil sa'oif, and you see the same ness in maybe a more spectacular way, because the oil sa'oif, the kohen had to cut out the stomach before he was makriv the ois, the oilus oif, and this he stood al rosh hakevesh, al rosh hamizbeach. He's standing up there, very high up, 10 amas high. It's like a two-story building, high up there, and he cuts out from the oilus oif the stomach, because the bird is there from hefke. It's not. It's a bein gezel that can't go on the mizbeach. He does malika with his thumb. Whole complicated way how to hold the bird. Does malika, and he cuts out the korkamat, and then he takes it and he throws it from the rosh hamizbeach onto the same mokum of the trumas hadeshen. Splat! It goes down in front of your eyes on the floor. And if there's a few oilers alive, got a few of them, you see it one after the other. I'm sure I would certainly want to rather see. Can you do that again, please, right when I'm standing here? You want to make sure that he throws accurately, because you don't want to get in the way. You want to have the korkamat sweat on your face, but I'll go upon him if you want to see. And if it's windy, if it's very, very windy, everything's blowing around, like sometimes Yerushalayim can be tremendous wind. And the Omed HaOshon goes up like a pencil straight to Shomayim. Everything's blowing around, the Omed HaOshon. If it's raining, like it can rain in Yerushalayim, the fire on the Mizbeach isn't touched, same fire. Well, let's go back to everybody squeezed into the Azara. Few million people, however many got in. All in the Azara, and they're squeezed mamish like this, and then they come to be Mishtachave. Oimdim Svufin or Mishtachavim Revochim. They Mishtachave, everyone has, first of all, Mishtachavoy is Pishut Yodayim Raglayim. That takes up a lot of space. That means you fall on the floor and you spread out your hands and your legs. Like that. But the Gemara says that everyone had four amas around them, so that each one can't hear what the other one was saying when he was mispalel Hashem. So how did that happen? You experience it yourself. You're there, squeezed out. Ishtachavaya. Not like a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, in our base measures there's still a bit of room. Some yeshivas are very, very packed. When they're Mishtachavim and Rosh Hashanah also, they're Mishtachavim Tzvufim. There, Pishut Yadayim Raglayim. How did it happen? What happens? It's Klei Shaila. Well, what happens? Do the walls move? If the walls moved, so what happens to the people who are standing outside? Was there an announcement? Mind the walls. How did it work? Teretzis, says the Maral, the Beis HaMikdosh was a different world. It was an Olam Haruchni, a completely different world with different klalim. You could go into a mokum in this world where the whole klalim was suspended, the physical klalim that we know. You went into an Olam Ruchni. That's the Beis HaMikdosh. And that, Rabbi, so we don't have. We don't have any mokum in the world where we can have a gilui shchina, a gilui that this world is not all there is, that the ruchnis is real, that there are things which are beyond our havana, and they're real, they exist. When a yid comes to aliyah leregel, says lirois veleirois keshem sheba leirois kach ba lirois, a yid saw kiviyochli saw the shchina. Can't see the Shechina, he saw the film, he felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go to that mokum and you feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you come back a different yid. Your Avodas Hashem is different. Your learning is different. When you're learning the Torah that Shechina gave me, when your davening is different. All different chizuk, a different matzav. When we had a Beis HaMikdosh. Michlau, when Yidden were lived by Tahara, Emes of Tahara, a Yid is different. Yerushalayim was a mokum Malei Avodas Hashem. It was a mokum Malei Simcha. It was also, since the Gemara, it was also to make a cheshbon in Yerushalayim, to your financial cheshbon, because Yerushalayim is a mokim of simcha, Masois Kol Ha'aretz is full of simcha, and maybe a person will make a cheshbon, realize he has an overdraft. Can't do that in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was a mokim, says the Gemara, where the korban tamid was mechaper on anybody who didn't aver it by night. The korban tamid abayik was mechaper. Anybody who didn't aver it during the day, the tamid bein abayim was mechaper. Why only Yerushalayim? I don't know. But one thing is to go and see a city where there's no chet. It's all avodas Hashem, b'kedusha, b'tahara. All the yidden here, there's no chet. Who do have musig what that is? And none of that we have. We're missing it. And the avodas hayoyim, these weeks, the Yomei Bein HaMetzarim, is to A, realize that we've lost something. B, to build up a tshuka that halavai we'd have it, so we can feel a certain level of avedus that we don't have it. That avedus is an avedus of ruchni ma'oid, that a person realizes, I'm missing out in ruchnius, and I'm upset, and I wish I had that ruchnius. It's an avedus ruchni ma'oid, and it's an avedus kosher. Because we don't have shaykhus to it. But it doesn't mean to say that we don't have any shaykhus to it, Rabbi said. There are certain things in Avedas for Yerushalayim, which are Midas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus is a person who's holding by it. But these halachas are for Gan's Klal Yisrael. And the halachas, as I said, are to build up the avedus. That means that every single yid can have a shaychus in this avedus. If we go through the avedus hayom properly, we can have a shaychus. The first thing is to realize, I want to have a shaychus to the inyoni d'yoin. That's the first thing. I'll give you a few eitzes how to work on it. Number one is the eitzah for everything, is to learn the Torah of these days. Now maybe it's during this month, still it's not so posh, but it gets to Ben Asoni, but certainly after Rosh Chodesh, learn the sugyas at the end of Masechtas Tanis, and all the halachas of the thing. There's the Yisurim of Rechitza, the Isur of Kvisa, of Kibbutz and Geyutz, washing their clothes. Very big sugyas, very interesting sugyas, huge machloikas and like everything. And it gets you a shaychus to the halachas hayoyim. Stop learning the sugyas will open your eyes to how much we're machmir on the din of the Gemara. Why are we so machmir on Din of the Gemara? Throughout the days we've added chumras and chumras. Why? In order to build up our shaykhs, the avedas, as we go further and further away, we have less and less shaykhs. We need more and more chumras in the avodah to build up a shaykhs. That's one thing. Another answer is learn in yonim about the Beis HaMikdash. How can you learn in yonim about the Beis HaMikdash? First of all, today there's lots of svarim. English books that have to be hard work. So English books which talk about this month when we had a Beis HaMikdash. There are books that learn the inyonim of the Chum, learn the Medrashim about the Chum. Today you have Likutim of all different Medrashim, Gemaras. A lot of people learn the Gemaras in Gittin. But when you learn those Gemaras in Gittin, so there's one thing when you learn it in camp, when you're 6 years old, and you learn it like a 6 year old. Now, learn it again, and learn it properly. Learn it with the Mefarshim. You can't do that on Tisha B'Av, but you can do it before Tisha B'Av. Learn the Mefarshim, the Mefarshim Haggadah. There's Meridik Marals on it, Meridik Marshals. You can learn that all these things are very tifa in yonim, and you have a shaykh, you have a shaykh, so it's and you start seeing what it's all about. It's a whole different sugya. There's a book in Oshar Kodesh where they translated to English about the stuff. It's all based on Chazal telling the story of the Chum. I can't remember what it's called. By a guy Lombard. There's a, I don't remember what they call it in English. But you find it. It's available. It's Geshmaka reading, and you get a Shaychus to what's going on. Have any Shaychus? If you don't know the story of the Chum, how many Yin were killed, the Chazal tell us the streets of Yerushalayim were running with blood up to the knees. When you learn what the Chazal tell us about the Chum, you realize that it was far worse than the Holocaust. Realize what the people going on about the Holocaust. The Holocaust was terrible. You know what I'm saying? It was rather bad. Oh, but the Chum, the torture that the Goyim did, the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, was no Yehuman. Nevu Zaradin shechted Yidden in one day because of the blood of Zechariah. He shechted 90,000 Pirchei Kuna, one after the other. Then when he made the Golus, the march, which he made the Yidden march to Yerushalayim, was worse than Nazis ever did. Nazis were terrible. I'm not a Nazi. but you learn the Chazal, what he did. He made us march 15 days, Laila V'yoyim, B'li Hefzik, and anybody stopped, he cut them into pieces in front of everybody. The Nazis shot the people. We didn't hear that they chopped up people in front of everyone else. Oy menoira, what happened in the Chum? Another Eitzer Yehuda, Gavaltiga Eitzer, Rabbi Yisai. Learn Kinnus. Today, you've got English translations with Hesberim, with footnotes and everything. Learn the Kinnus. Take Shtigl time. Start now. Every day, learn one kinna. You won't get through them all, because it's about 45 kinnas, and if you start now, so you'll learn about 15. But why is it a gemaltige sach? You get two things. One is you get a shaychus to the avodas hayom, learning the kinnas, and number two, when you come to Tisha B'Av, your kinnas will be much more meaningful. It won't be an avoid a koshim shebamigdosh that you have to read kinnas, read all these hard words which you don't know how to say, and it doesn't mean anything, and you sit there for hours on the floor in a very inconvenient way, and you're tired, you can't have a coffee beforehand, and you're half falling asleep, and you have to read words after words after words which you've got no idea what you're saying. So it's a very, very hard avoid to make it meaningful. But if you know some of the kinnas, then it becomes a whole different experience. You can actually be Miss Abel. The kinnas are beautiful. The poetry, the way it's constructed, are lo yu'umen. But you have to get the shaykhs to understand them, and they're all the maramis to things. So you have the art scroll kinnas, other kinnas, which give you all the remozim of what this word is maramis, and this medrash, and this word is maramis, and that medrash, and this one, this posik, that posik. And you start appreciating the beauty. And if you get stuck in a kinnah, some of them are very long, and some of them you might get bored. So switch to another one. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do it kaseda. But if you have shaykhs to 10, 15 kinnahs, your Tisha B'Av will be different. Ka'omor, make an effort. The other Sfarim, the Sif Sei Chaim talks about the Inyanei Chorban, the other Sfarim talk about the Inyanei Chorban. Learn, get a Shaychus to the Inyanim, and realize this is a very valuable time. This we can have Shaychus to a Dover Ruchni Ma'oid, the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Aveda Ruchnis, and it's not Bichdi that the Gemara says in Tanis, Kol HaMisabel Al Yerushalayim. Is Zoichel Veroyel Simchosa. Kol Am Yisabel, Zoch Alamon. doesn't say Hamisah Bel Yerushalayim. People who mamish were in the matzah, like I said, they came to the coast of Marobi, they broke out crying. Those were those before, they were much more ruchni, they realized what they came to. We come there, we dance, we're happy, take pictures, so we don't have any shaykhs. If you want to have a shaykhs, Mashiach used to say, go there and sit for 10 minutes. Just sit quietly for 10 minutes thinking about the inyanim. Where am I? What am I looking at? What am I seeing? I'm outside the Mokum Achi Kodesh that there ever was. I'm here by the Beis HaMikdash. It should be the other side. And all the different things that we're talking about before. Think. And then you can say it a Kapitel Tehillim. Say Al Naros Bovel then. So some of the other Kapitel Tehillim which are more Avedistic. You can find them if you get a Siddur which has the Tikkun Chatzos. So it has different Tehillim which are about the Chum, apt for the Chum, apt for a longing for Shechinah. But you can't, you walk into the Koysol and you have a Shaykh and break down crying. We're not holding by such Madregas. But it's the Gemara says, Kol HaMisabel. Anybody who has any shaykhus in the Avedis in Yerushalayim, Kol HaMisabel, even a person who wants to come to it, he's not there, but he wants Kol HaMisabel in Yerushalayim, Zoych HaMisabel. And the Ritva, there's another Rashi like that, the Maizah said, there'll be a special Tchias HaMesim by the Simcha of Yerushalayim, before the big Tchias HaMesim, for all the people throughout the doors of Misabel and Yerushalayim, because otherwise what's the chat? Kol HaMisabel Yerushalayim, throughout the doors there'll be Misabel and Yerushalayim, and they won't be there. Stam Be'ez Hashem, it'll be Bekar of Mamish, so we'll be alive. B'mikra, we'll be alive when it happens. So what about all the doors before? It says that it's going to be a special Tchias HaMesim. Who's going to be there by that Simcha? All the rest of Tzadikim throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, it's going to be a Meir Digger Simcha. Who's going to be sitting even on the dais there? All the Ahilig Yatanoim and Amaroim and Rishonim and Agdoli Achroinim and all the Chashuvim. And if we are Nichlas in the Klal, Kol HaMisabel Bel Yerushalayim, it's a Shemos to be there. It's a Schos to be there. Zoyche, Roy B'Simchos. But we can have a Schos. As a shame. What?